Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Still rolling solo with Jason and BC on the ones and twos, of course, for at least one more week. We'll be whole next week. It'll be great to see John Martin as he finishes up, wraps up paternity leave. Believe me, somebody's counting down. Somebody's reminding him it's almost time to come back to work. That's been my job. Enjoy raising your daughter this month. Time to come back to work. Time to come back to work. We're going to give him one more week. We got plenty to talk about this week, including plenty we can handle, BC. We can handle it.
We're fine.
We can handle it.
Hey.
Including Texas and Oklahoma making it official today. Yes, it's done. Official. Yeah. Texas and Oklahoma have officially notified Big 12 today that they're not going to be renewing their grant of media rights following its expiration in 2025. We're moving on. It's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving
on. Up.
They've made it official. They actually met with Big 12 officials and president from Texas and Oklahoma, both all met over the weekend, and Bob Bowlesby's like, it was cordial. Everything was cordial.
Hell to the nah.
Man, just should have made it official yesterday. I knew it was going to be, Heather Dinich and others had speculated it was going to be made official today. So we're moving on. And we've got the perfect guy. We'll get to that for today. With this news becoming official today, Mr. College Football is going to be joining us. Yeah, I mean, it's a move on up for Texas
and Oklahoma.
Kind of
a move up, isn't it?
The question now is, how much longer are they even in the Big 12? Because that media rights deal expires 2025 after the 2024-25 season. Do we honestly think that they're going to stay there, what, one, two, three, four more seasons? No.
No. No, this is a setup.
I don't. So this is just the start of things. And yes, they've talked about they'll pay their way out is what they're going to do. I think they're going to do it very quickly. We'll talk to Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, at 11:25 about how fast he thinks this might happen. Nobody, no way they're waiting around 4 years in the Big 12 before they leave.
Time to negotiate. This,
yeah. They'll pay their way out.
Yeah.
Grizzlies and Pelicans, how about this one? Hey. Reportedly over the weekend, talking about a deal that would get the Grizzlies the number 10 pick in the draft on Thursday. And Eric Bledsoe, do we like the deal, BC?
Yeah, I like the 10th pick. We can take on the deal, maybe see if he can do some backup point guard duties.
Because it ain't so much about what you think about Eric Bledsoe, is it? It's more about what do you think about moving up to 10, and is
that's
your
it.
Guy up there in that
that's
range? I know mine is.
I think that's where I'm at, too.
And you and I both talked about we'd love to see from the Grizzlies them being aggressive and moving, which would look like moving up in the draft.
Yep.
If this is the way to do it, you take on a little salary.
It's fine.
You know, I think I'm down. This one hurt me over the weekend.
Okay.
My main man, Anthony Miller, no longer a Bear. The former Tiger receiver. It hurts me.
You're going to have to relegate that Miller jersey to the back half of the closet.
Man, don't y'all you got that too?
Yeah, I got it. I got it's like a jersey cemetery,
like pet cemetery, jersey cemetery. So these don't come back. I mean,
just
you can bring them back out if you want
jerseys.
To, and you wear them at the grocery store and hope nobody sees you and ask you like that old Soriano Cubs jersey I got, or now about to be the Rizzo jersey, the old Marcus Robinson Bears wide receiver who then went on to play at Minnesota jersey I got
Pujols
hanging in the back.
Cardinal jersey for me,
exactly.
You got Terrell Owens with the Eagles jersey.
Guys who did not finish, not finish with the team that your jersey is from. So in this case, yes, that Miller Bears jersey goes, this one hurts.
Sorry,
torn on both sides. We failed him. I'll talk about this a little bit later, but I will say this. We as an organization, as a franchise, we failed Anthony Miller.
Yeah,
now, he
did.
Had his part of this.
Yeah.
Got thrown out in a wild card game. I don't know if you remember that.
Looked off base there.
So this was bound and determined. It was coming. He had wiped his social media clean of all Bears references.
Yep.
You knew this was coming.
Yep.
They made it official over the weekend. He's going to Houston. We'll talk about whether or not that's a good spot for him or not.
Yeah.
There's some things happening in Houston as well. Like we said earlier, let's set up the show. 11:25, we're going to talk to Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. Plenty to get to with him, obviously, including Texas and Oklahoma. Yes, making it official this morning. At noon, we'll do the rundown where we'll talk about. I watched two things on Netflix this weekend. But in addition to the Olympics, watched that I found myself surprisingly into some things I thought I might not be, skateboarding, that kind of thing. In addition to that,
you're watching skateboarding. Get the hell out of here.
A little bit of it. It took me to my
skateboarding.
It took me to my Midtown days in Stonewall. Being raised
maybe
in Midtown.
I'm wrong here.
Where your boy tried skateboarding for about 3 weeks. It was like a phase for me.
What kind of board and trucks did you have?
The good stuff. And when it got me a pair of Vans and all that, man.
Went all in.
It wasn't like a Tony Hawk board or nothing like that, but it was decent. You know what I'm saying?
Roller derby?
Yeah. I told myself we were going to get serious about this. And the series lasts about 3 weeks. Like, try to do one of them hand plants or whatever y'all call them.
Yeah.
Fell down on the other side. I was done. Skateboard career over. Didn't last long. But I was – is an Olympic sport. And I'll ask you this, Brett. If it's an Olympic sport as it is now
– Yeah.
Do we still need the X Games?
Hell no. No. No, we started the X Games just because we were –
I didn't watch the X Games in the first place, and now you got it as an Olympic sport. Do we still need the X Games? I mean, again, not to pick on those dudes. More gold medals, the better. But do we still need the X Games if it's now an Olympic sport?
How do we lose games, including all of these skateboard and these X Games, if we're the ones who created the sport?
I saw the American in skateboarding let us down over the weekend.
How is that possible?
That basketball, we're losing our grip. There's no question.
These are our sports.
At 1 o'clock, we're gonna do respect burgers. Yeah. Probably got more disrespect this week than respect, including for that USA basketball team.
Oh, the slaw!
My lord! And then at 1:25, of course, we'll talk to the great Jason Fitz of ESPN's Fain and Fitz. Get his take.
Yeah,
he's just recently did College Football Live. Get his take on what's going on with Texas and OU making it official. What happens now to the Big 12? Okay, we talked about how fast this can happen. Okay, what happens? We did a lot of that last week, but that will continue. Does it manage to keep itself together? Does it dissolve as its own schools look to go elsewhere? Does it, saw one floated where you join up with a Pac-12, try to make yourself into a super conference? What happens now for the Big 12? Because all of that will matter in terms of what happens next for a Memphis. So that story continues. We'll continue on through the week. Obviously, again, with Texas and Oklahoma making it official this morning. Also ask Fitzy about USA's basketball's loss to France. How upset are we about that? All right. First thing I thought we'd do.
All right.
Before we get to Tony Barnhart about 1:25. How about a little cap or no cap? That sound good?
I'm with it.
Good way to – and let's reverse the roles this week.
Careful.
I've got the headers. This time I want you to weigh in first, and then I'll come
now
in after
I haven't
this.
Seen these. Typically, this is totally off the cuff here.
Typically, it's us giving them to you, and you throwing them at us. Today we're going to throw them at you, and then I'll tell you what I think afterwards.
Okay.
All right, you ready for the first one?
I'm ready for it.
Keep you on your toes. All right, Texas.
But I better review the rules here real quick
for
the white folks like me who don't understand.
No, that's always a good idea that sometimes I forget to go. I'm glad you're doing that.
So no cap means truth. No
Correct.
Cap means truth.
If you are capping, you are flogging. If you are capping, you are just talking. You ain't really necessarily, you probably ain't backing it up. No cap, as the young folks say.
Truth.
That means it is truth. Do we have it all down?
I am ready to go with cap or no cap. Let's do it.
Folks are telling me I should try skateboarding again. It's really been great for folks, and I know they've got that new skateboard park over in Raleigh. For us,
are you going to go over to Raleigh and do some longboarding?
I have driven by it and thought back in a nostalgic way about, man, I'd like to, ride up that ramp.
It's nice.
It looks
nice. Acting
like you've been
I have seen it. I have
you
seen the park.
You
I have actually spent time there.
You have been at the skateboard park on Austin Peay in Raleigh.
No, I haven't stopped and skateboarded, but I've seen it. I mean, it's beautiful.
You're
going to
make me stop the show and ask you what business you had out in Raleigh out there by all the hair weave stores.
I believe
the
I was driving through. I was on my way to Millington.
You were okay. I see. Passing through.
Yeah, I was going to
say
through.
It's okay. But you say
I'm
you've
not
seen
flogging
it.
Here. That is no cap.
We're going to take your word
for
it. But
there is a better skate park, by the way. There are two good skate parks. One of them.
There's one behind Houston.
There's one behind Houston.
Okay.
There's another one that the city of Memphis built behind where the Shelby County School building is over there by the Liberty Bowl.
Oh, really?
There's a small one
I did not know that.
I had to park there because you used to have to, when Memphis has been playing SMU, you have to park way out sticks over there by the Shelby County School building.
An open public skate park.
There was a school public, like right there behind the Shelby County School building.
And then we got this third one over on Austin Peay.
So we're a skate town.
The old Raleigh Mall.
That is no cap.
All right, we're going to. That's
my practice run.
You've started us off with a little practice run.
All right.
Okay. Here's the first one. All right. Texas and Oklahoma won't play more than one more season in the Big 12. Cap or no cap?
I think
they
that
will not
is,
play more than one more season in the Big 12.
I think that is cap, and here's why.
You think they're going to play more than one season?
I think they'll play two seasons. I think they'll go one more than what you're talking about. Because this season's done,
then that
right?
would make it cap.
I will make that cap because basically
you think they're going to go two more?
Yeah, then my explanation would be I don't think they're going to 2025, which is what they would currently be doing if they had
that's when the
fulfilled
deal is
their
up
obligation.
After the 24-25 season, correct.
I don't see that happening because that's just too long, and both parties are going to move on. Both all these other schools are going to have to find out what they're doing. All the other schools are going to have to find out what they're doing, like the Memphises of the world. They're going to start stockpiling schools and figuring out. So 2024, 2025 are off the books. Now, I think they will play 21 because this season's done, right? It's already logged. The TV schedule is set. You are in. Now, next year is a little more precarious, and this is where I think we could go cap or no cap, but I'm going cap because I think they're going to have to get that. I think you need one more season logistically to get the schools in the fold, get your attorneys in the same room, and figure out all this crap that you're going to have to pay. You're clearly going to have to do a buyout. I imagine the SEC, maybe I'm wrong on this, would get involved with how that package looks for your former conference. Much like when I get a player, right, and there's compensation, you sort of figure that out later on. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll take 2 years, and I'll say cap. I think that it'll take not three, but I think it'll take two.
You know what?
Yep.
When I initially heard this, I thought one more year tops, and they'll make the move. But the listening to you, I could almost envision it being two as opposed to one.
I think two.
Because there's so many loose ends you got to tie up. There's not just the paying your way out, but there's sort of, okay, getting the SEC ready for its – I mean, you've already got schedules set.
They're ready for next year even, too.
It could take you some time there. Mm-hmm. You're not going to after 24-25. You're not waiting that long.
Yeah.
But it might take you 2 years to get this done. I initially thought there'd be no – and this will be interesting. I asked Tony Barnhart how fast he thinks it'll happen, if it's one season, if it's two seasons. I initially came into the day thinking there's no way they go past one. I mean, you got them in a Big 12 that's dead. They're already hell. In the Big 12, too, at some point now, you got to figure out, okay, are we staying? They're not going to start either start reaching out or fizzling out one or the other.
Yep.
So can it – the more I think about it, the more I think it's probably going to take at least 2 years to sort of get unraveled from everything. You know, that stuff takes time.
Yeah.
So I'll go at this point that they won't play more than one season as cap, because I think you might be right. I think you might have talked me into it that it might take two. I'd be interested to hear some other opinions on that. But awfully fast if you can do it after just this season.
Yeah. That'd be tough. Logistically, I just think with the TV deals and then the other conference maneuvering. Plus, here's what I think is going to be the weird part. Those Big 12 schools that are remaining that are now kind of in purgatory, you know, like if you're Iowa State, I think they're going to – if you're Iowa State, for example, I'll take Iowa State as an example. I'm already looking at the Big Ten because the Big Ten – is probably get you know you're looking to add other better conferences. You're not looking at the relegating yourself to, and no disrespect to Cincinnati or UCF, but you're not already going,
you're
oh crap,
you need to add better brands.
You want to go up as opposed to down.
Yeah.
So I think that takes 2 years, and I think we're 2 years away here. But I will think they're going to be all working in the background though, right? Because you're looking for what you're going
to
do.
Well, everybody's trying to see. Okay, do we stay here and swim, or do we in order to swim with the big dogs, are we going to have to go elsewhere? That's the essential question for everybody in the Big 12.
Yep.
Now that this has become official,
it's like the Titanic though. When the Titanic, every man for himself and every woman for themselves too. Right now at this point, like if you're in the Big 12.
So I'm gonna lean your way on this, that this is going to take at least 2 years, and that we'll say cap, that it's not just one season, but that it's two more before they're officially out into the SEC. All right,
number two.
UA basketball is still winning the gold. Cap or no cap? After its 83-76 loss to France on Sunday that I'm sure still shocked us all, because set aside exhibitions, in terms of Olympic play, this was their first loss, USA basketball, since 2004. Yeah. Brad, are they still going to win gold after a disappointing performance against France?
That is, I hate to even say this, that is cap.
Damn!
The U.S. will not win gold in USA basketball, men's basketball. And here's why. When I saw the quote from Damian Lillard yesterday, I was floored. because Damian Lillard, I thought, was a competitor. He just, you know, he's a dog. He wants to work for his team.
Is this the one about Fournier and guys play better when they're playing for their countries,
here's the quote,
basically?
They are completely different when they play for their countries. We need to have the same intensity because we got that flag on our, you know, on our jerseys. Like, why is it that we don't have the same fire that France does? I mean, it's not like Evan Fournier isn't an NBA player. You know, Luka's an NBA player.
Man, Evan Fournier went off on those folks.
He killed us.
28 points, 11 of 22, goes 4 of 12 from 3, including that big one late after they do a little hustling, keep the ball from going out of bounds, save him a 3 late. It was
now,
actually huge.
My son Jake makes a good point. He said, Dad, why isn't LeBron playing? Dad, why isn't Steph playing? And to that, I have no answer because that's part of the issue, too. I'm not, and here's the thing. I don't think more firepower is necessarily the fix-all for this thing because clearly we just, for whatever reason, you put us in FIBA rules with a weird colored ball and, like, a lot of different maneuvering. And, well, by the way, the foul calls don't come as readily either. You can't just draw fouls like you do in the NBA, so that might be part of it. But it just, I don't see us making the gold. What do you say? I go cap.
I'm gonna go no cap. They're still gonna win the gold. We're gonna be on opposite sides of this. And as far as betting favorites, the USA still is. They're still minus 300 in terms of Vegas to still win this thing. Australia, Spain, France, the next ones down, and then Slovenia with our man Luka Doncic.
Well, we got Iran and Hamed Adadi on Tuesday.
Is he still playing?
He is still playing. I think we can get that done.
I saw you tweet about that.
Yeah,
Hamed might go off.
Hamed going to get at 20, but I think we're going to destroy Iran.
Better tell Dame that these guys, they play better when they play for their countries. Apparently, he didn't. That was news to him.
Yeah.
Look, I'll look at it this way. Yes, they've lost 3 out of their last 5 games, if you include the exhibitions. But you saw they're just bringing over Booker, just bringing over Middleton, just bringing over Jrue Holiday, who, by the way, if they didn't have Jrue Holiday, this looks a lot worse.
It does. I mean,
they're even more embarrassed in terms of this game if they don't have Jrue Holiday, who came over, ends up having – arguably the best game, 18 points, 5 of 13, 3 of 6 from three-point range for a USA team that goes 10 of 32, shoots 31% from three-point range. Look, the shots weren't dropping, but USA was far too content to just sit back and shoot them.
Right.
And there was no aggressiveness in terms of, okay, we got to close this thing out. It looked like almost they expected, and Dame pretty much said as much, this French team to lay down at the end of things. I mean, to finish. And you can expect that because you are still USA, still everybody's gunning for you, and still everybody says the same thing that Fournier said afterwards, that yes, individually they are talented, it's the best players in the world, but as a team, you can beat them. But teams have believed that about us here for a few years now. And this is, if they didn't, why wouldn't they after what they saw in the exhibition season? Again, you're having guys just come back. You haven't been together for weeks on end practicing. You're throwing Booker and Middleton and Jrue Holiday in it. So you can use that excuse if you want to. That said, come on. This was too much. I mean, if you look at Dame, who was it? Dame, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker combined to go 8 of 28. From the field. They were too content to sit back and shoot jumpers and three-pointers. That alone is not going to win the gold. You're going to have to be more aggressive. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you they can't, because they can. They're not built to kill you inside with Bam Adebayo, but they have got to, you know, they really aren't built for that. They're built to shoot and knock down shots.
Well, they're starting Draymond, too, and he's just not scoring, a bunch.
It's not particularly what you need from him. You don't need him scoring. You need him being a post-presence, particularly if he can. Be a post-presence offensively, but more importantly, play some defense, man. Push these guys around. Right. Like, you've sort of lost that intimidation factor, and if bringing Draymond to the table in terms of having him as a part of this, what's he good for then?
Right.
If he's not going to be yelling and screaming at guys and trying to intimidate him, what good is he?
Right.
So get back to doing what you're doing. Look, I think they'll be fine. I still think they're going to win gold. They're still the betting favorite. But that was absolutely awful against France, where it looked like, again, you had that game in hand even with 4 minutes left. You've still got a multiple possession lead at that point. Was 4.
Yeah.
It was 7 there. They got back in that game with hustling and knocking down a couple of threes. There's no excuse for that. You're still USA basketball. It was absolutely embarrassing. You think they're not going to win gold. That would be an absolute disgrace if they don't do that. I'm not going to chalk this up as disgrace yet. I think they bounce back and still win the gold. All right, you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Grizzlies should do this deal for Bledsoe in the number 10 pick. This reported deal over the weekend, you saw it from Bleacher Report's Jake Fisher, that the Grizzlies would take Bledsoe, his contract. I believe there's still 30-something million on that, a couple of years. Second year, I don't think, is fully guaranteed, though, in terms of a full year. To take that, to move up from 17 to 10, Grizzlies should take it, cap or no cap?
I would say no cap. They should take that deal and take the 10th pick, and I think I listened to Jeff talk about this, and I think he's absolutely right. By the way, this constitutes a big move. I mean, we've been talking about, are the Grizzlies going to make a big move?
We said we want them to move up. We'd sort of targeted Golden State in those two picks. Either way, you move up, use the Pelicans pick.
This is the same thing.
You're moving up.
As the Grizzlies, because the Grizzlies, to Jeff's point, they cannot sign free agents like you're some big market. You're not going to do a lot of that, so I get it. But if you move up to the 10th pick then, that's valuable because you're using your space as a weapon here, right? So you get the 10th pick. Who do you pick, though? That's my question. Do you get this Moses Moody? Do you get
I like Moody.
Keon Johnson?
You know how I feel about Johnson.
I think you're more of a Johnson guy, aren't you?
If Moody was available there, though, I would take Moody above Johnson.
You would.
The difference there is, you know, Moody can shoot right now.
Yeah.
You're hoping Keon Johnson can develop. You love the size of both of them. I do as a wing on the side. Believe Moody, he's 6'5", 6'6", over 200.
Yep.
Johnson more the athlete, but 6'5". Love the size of both and what they bring. And I've talked about Johnson. He plays the Grizzlies game. He's athletic, gets up and down the floor. What can be, and you hope he's going to be a dog on defense, but he doesn't have the 3-point shot that Moody has clearly got right now. That's the difference.
Yep.
So if I have my choice between those, because I've moved up to 10, I'm taking Moody.
Moody.
I'm taking
if
Moody.
If he's available.
If he's available.
Not, then
I think Moody could go higher than 10.
Yeah, I do too. He's projected 8, 9, or 10. Corey Kispert, you think you aren't as in love with him as our buddy John Martin is?
No.
No.
I'm not.
You would put a cap on that one.
Again, there are a lot of folks like Corey Kispert. He's got a huge. He's as high as top 10.
Yeah, I've seen some projections.
I've seen
12, 11.
Gary keep him. He's still got him, and he redid his. Still got him in the 20s.
I see it.
I'm not a Kispert guy, and if I'm moving up to 10, I'm trying to get something else that I think might have a higher upside, such as a Moody or even a Keon Johnson, if he can get that 3-point shot developed. Thing for Memphis is you've got time to get it developed.
But you're no cap though. You like the 10 pick.
Oh,
you
dude,
like
if this is the deal in front of you, take it. I wonder too. As much as this will have been talked about by the time we get to draft night,
is it off?
And
the
you're
board?
Not you're not pulling the trigger until draft night because obviously you want to know who's available at 10.
Right.
You wonder as much as we will have talked about it by then.
Yeah.
If it fills it out. If New Orleans hasn't found some other partner by then. What could happen between now and then? That's a lot of it being on the table, a lot of smoke beforehand, lasting for a long time. I wonder if it fizzles out.
One guy I want to talk about.
I would do it, though.
I know we want to get to Mr. College Football here, but if we'd stay at 17, we talked about Chris Duarte being a potential 17th pick. You still like
somebody
him at
17? Somebody had moving up. Somebody said in their thing, moving up to get Chris Duarte. Moving up to 10 to get Chris Duarte. Please don't do that.
No, I don't. You don't move up to
I don't
to
think
get
you have
him.
To move up
you.
To 10 to get Chris Duarte, guys. So whoever put that one out there, that scenario, moving up to 10 would defeat the I think you get Chris Duarte if you want at 17.
Late.
And if he's there, if that's one of the guys that's there at 17, if you stand pat, we've thought the Grizzlies have all kinds of assets and options to be aggressive. And you've got sort of time to get that guy developed as a franchise that, again, next year is not going to be a top 4 seed. It's not ready for that. But does have time to get a guy in, particularly with a high ceiling, that it's got time to develop. So I love the idea of moving up, and I would be down with taking on a Bledsoe. Hell, if he wants to play for you or not, however he wants to approach the situation of taking on the money to get that pick, to move from 17 to 10. Because the likelihood is you can get a possible cornerstone or piece of this franchise going forward, more so at 10 than you can at 17. The chances of that are absolutely high. I got one more before we get to Tony, real fast.
Cap or no cap? What you got?
Anthony Miller going to be better off in Houston. The former Tigers receiver got traded to Houston, swapping late round picks. Will he be better off in Houston? Cap or no cap? Better off in Houston.
I'm going to go cap, and here's why. You and I talked about this off the air, and you're exactly right. I think both Chicago and the worst case is Texans because the organization is just so dysfunctional right now.
They've pretty much made it public now that they are willing to trade Deshaun Watson, who's got the 20.
That just broke, I guess.
Well, it's out there now that they're
he
all
reported
over
to camp this week. By the way,
else.
That was the other news.
He's at camp.
Yeah.
He reported, and the Texans have after initially saying no way, and now Deshaun's got all these off the field issues. Obviously, there's no and that's still hovering over him.
Yeah.
They've made it pretty relatively official now that they've been willing to deal him. So the thing is, if Deshaun Watson not going to be there in Houston, what's Anthony Miller going to? You've already know it's been a dysfunctional franchise. as far as from a managerial standpoint, from a front office standpoint, is it really better than the Bears? I will tell you that the Bears, and we'll get into this a little bit later because I want to sort of explore this. The Bears let Anthony Miller down, and there are plenty of other situations in the NFL that would have been better for him.
Yep.
But Houston, to me, is not one of them.
I think
Houston Texans are not one of them. They did not. Yeah. They let him go, and you set him free, and he wanted that. But you didn't send him to a great place with the text.
Well, you and I are on the same page that we think Anthony Miller is a good player who has a lot of potential, but needs structure.
7 touchdowns his rookie season. We loved him.
Needs leadership and structure.
It's all about the support system you've got around Anthony Miller's. The Bears was bad. Houston hadn't been known for support system.
No.
With what they've had. They've been more known for dysfunction. And so, listen, I wish the best for Anthony Miller because he's a Memphian. He's a former Tiger. A ton of this is on him, clearly. But he may need luck down there with the Texans. We'll see who's even throwing to him with Deshaun Watson, it feels like, now on the trading block down in Texas. Lord knows he's got a bunch of off-the-field stuff he's got to deal with as well. We got stuff we got to deal with. That's Tony Barnhart up next. Mr. College Football, we're going to ask him again about Texas and Oklahoma making it official. How much longer are they in the Big 12? How soon before they're in the SEC? What happens to the Big 12? We'll ask him all that when we get back. You're listening to J&J 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Texas and Oklahoma made it official today, notified the Big 12 they will not be renewing their granted media rights following its expiration in 2025. They're moving on. We've got just the man to ask about. His name's Tony Barnhart. He's Mr. College Football. To you, follow him on Twitter at Mr. CFB. He joins us now. Tony, it's official. They're moving on. Here's the question I've got for you. How much longer are they in the Big 12? Are we looking at this process taking, you know, them one more season they're in the Big 12, then they're moving on? Two more seasons, it's going to happen before the end of 24-25, isn't it, Tony?
Well, let's put it this way: the divorce papers have been filed, and now the lawyers take over. Okay.
Yep.
And you know how that can go. Obviously, in an ideal world, if you're Texas and OU, you want to get out by next season. You know, you're stuck with this season, but you want to get out by next season.
Okay.
The problem is, if you leave next season, it's probably going to cost you about $76 million.
Right.
Ouch.
Right.
Now, of course, Texas and OU can find that amount of money between the sofa cushions. But but the question is, what usually happens in this situation, guys, is that it's like with Maryland. Maryland had to pay, when they left the ACC to go to the Big Ten, they owed $50 million in their grant of rights deal. Mm-hmm. This is more, and what you end up doing is you end up negotiating a number. So, because nobody wants to go through 2 years of Texas and OU as lame ducks in the Big 12.
Right.
First of all, it's not healthy, okay? Because I would imagine there will be a negative reaction. I'm just guessing here, there'll be a negative reaction when they go on the road in the Big 12. So I think there will be a negotiated settlement. We'll see if they can get out before the TV deals run out in 24-25.
If you're – okay, for the SEC, who's obviously has had to have, despite what Ross Bjork says, known about this for a while, working on it for a while, if you're the SEC, do you wait to extend the invite, Tony, until you know? Do you think that comes relatively soon? In terms of that formal invitation, right, hey, come on, when does the SEC do that, you think?
Yeah, you don't ask the question unless you know
unless
the
you
answer.
Know.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless you know. Like a good lawyer, you never ask the question you don't already know the answer to. And so that has
That's
to
down
be
the road.
Settled. They have to be settled. And they said, okay, if you ask us, this is when we're available.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already worked that out. So, yes, you don't make that move until you know it.
Okay.
A, you know they're definitely coming. B, you know when they're available.
What's it mean for the Big 12, you think, Tony, in terms of what's left? Are they going to be able to hold on, keep it together, go poach? Go, maybe you take something out of the AAC. Maybe you take something from somewhere else. Hell, maybe you join up with the Pac-12. You've seen a bunch of different options. Do they still exist with this thing over? No, they're saying they will, but can
right.
it, Tony? Will it?
Well, and that's the great unknown is you do what you have to do to survive, knowing that if you do that, your television money is going to drop
right.
like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your television deal. I don't care who, unless you poach somebody big from another conference, your TV rights are going way, way down. But when you're talking about survival, you're talking about survival with Baylor and TCU and Texas Tech and Kansas and Kansas State. You know, what do those do?
Mm-hmm.
And do you do what the Big 12 did last time? Remember they interviewed Cincinnati,
right?
UCF, and some other schools, Houston, and they looked around and said, we can't make the numbers work financially. Do you go back to those schools, or do those schools say, who are in the American Athletic Conference? Maybe the American Athletic Conference say, hey,
right.
we're more stable than the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got Cincinnati. We got UCF. We've got Memphis. We've got some doggone good football schools. Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech, you guys need to come join us and let us make a league because we're a lot more stable than you are right now.
Do you think if we get to four super conferences, though, Tony, that's the scenario of the AAC pulling somebody in and becoming one of them? Do you think we get to that point, period? I probably should have backed you up and asked you that before I even asked you, okay, whose name's at the top of the fourth conference? But if we're going to do 64, you know, four, you know, 16-team conferences, you know, how much of the Big 12's a part of that? Is that the name that's at the top of it? Is it Big 12 packed? Is it the AAC? What do you think's the most likely scenario in terms of getting there?
Well, I think the most likely scenario is if the ACC goes on offense
uh-huh.
and tries to do it, I think they're in much better position. But understand, when we've been talking about four 16-team conferences all these years, we always assumed that it would be the four champions of those conferences would play in a four-team playoff for the national championship. Well,
right.
guess what? We're going to have a 12-team playoff. And all of a sudden, the sense of urgency to be in the 16-team conference is only there for the television dollars. Because now you're going to have plenty of access to the playoffs. So again, I just don't think it's as serious. The only reason you need to be 16 teams is the conferences with 16 teams are going to command more money in their new TV deals.
Right.
Always follow the TV deals. When are the TV deals up? When do they need to start renegotiating? That fact, the Big 12 tried to start negotiations early on their TV deal, and that's what set off this whole chain reaction.
What's the best bet, Tony, for a Memphis that's always been looking to be one of the haves, right? There's a while there where they're on equal footing with the likes of Louisville, everything else, and then it sort of passes them by. They've always hoped and been building toward, hoping that when that door opened again, right, realignment, all that kind of thing, that they would be invited in. Do you think Memphis has reached a point where it will? Are they going to get excluded like they have been in the past? I mean, is the best-case scenario for them to have an AAC that keeps the Cincy's and the Houston's and the UCF's and be the best thing on the outside looking in? What happens, do you think, for a Memphis in this new land, this new frontier?
I think Memphis needs to stay exactly where they are right now because of the way that the new playoff will be structured.
Mm-hmm.
If you win the American Athletic Conference and you're ranked in the top 10, 11, 12, you're in the playoffs. I mean, the six highest-ranked conference champions are going to get in. Well, the AAC is going to win among those other group of five conferences. The AAC is going to be the highest-ranked conference almost every year. And last year, had we had this in place, Cincinnati would have gotten in the playoffs. Heck, Coastal Carolina would have gotten in the playoffs last year if we had this. So I think I would tell Memphis, now, if the ACC calls, you got to listen, okay? Mm-hmm. But do you want to join a weakened Big 12? Mm-hmm. I mean, the only reason you might do it is because of the money. The AAC money wasn't anywhere close to the Big 12 money.
Right.
They're going to take a haircut on the next deal. That's when you do it. But I think Memphis would be smart to stay exactly where they are.
How if we're going, you know, new college football playoff and go with the proposal that currently is, how many, and once we get to regular and we're rolling, how many SEC teams going to be in this thing, Tony?
Well, last year, let's just take last year.
Uh-huh.
You had four teams ranked in the top nine. You had Alabama, Florida, Texas A&M, and Georgia. All were ranked in the top nine. Had this been in place last year, four teams from the SEC would have gotten in. And the SEC knows that. The SEC was the driving force behind going from 4 to 12. All of us thought they were going to 8. That was the next logical progression. But Greg Sankey, as he always does, is thinking 4 or 5 steps of everybody else and realized that 12 would be the number for the – because 4 was working out just fine for the SEC, mm-hmm. Okay? They even got two teams in 2017. So I think the SEC will expect they will logically always expect to get two in, really expect to get three in, and some years get four.
Is there a route, Tony, for the Ole Misses and Mississippi States? I mean, we know they're going to like the money. I mean, my goodness, with what comes in from a, you know, media rights deal, just to thinking about the money, you know, you get goosebumps. But will, you know, a 9-3 or whatever it is, will that get them in? That's still the way.
And it just depends on what everybody else does. But if you're 9-3 and the committee puts you in the top 12, guess what? You're going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
After you take, I mean, the way it's going to work is you're going to take the six highest rated conference champions. Okay, they're in. Top four of those get a bye. All right. Now we got six open spots. What do we do with them? Well, last year, Florida and Texas A&M and Georgia would have all gotten in because they're, and that's what Ole Miss has got to finish in that 9-3. They got to finish third in the SEC West or second in the SEC West. And oh, by the way, next time you play Alabama, try to beat them. Okay, beat them.
Right.
That would really help if you could beat Alabama or beat Texas A&M.
And then if you throw those brands in, Oklahoma Tech, does the top still look like the top usually looks in an SEC year, Tony, or are they right there in the mix right at the top?
Oh, I think they'll be right there. Now, Texas, let's take Texas out of the equation. They haven't been relevant in 10 years.
Very true.
But Oklahoma has been to the playoffs four or five times. They have a great football program. Texas will get back because they're Texas. But Oklahoma will definitely be at the top of the ACC. Texas right now would be in the Ole Miss, Mississippi State realm right now with the way they're playing. But could change under Steve Sarkisian. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're looking ahead to this season, Tony, and everything we have come a long way since where we were this time last year, and we had so many more questions than we do now, and yet we still have questions. Are you expecting to see forfeits by the time we're rolling in the SEC? And Sankey talked about it, you know, We're not going to reschedule like we did last year. You know, if you're not up to stuff, we're going to forfeit. Are you expecting to see that this year? A bunch of them, few of them, a handful, maybe none. What do you expect?
You'd be foolish to say there would be
to
none.
Think none, right? Okay. Okay.
Because because COVID is still spreading. The Delta variant is a factor. The only variable that you can control if you're an SEC school is to get as many of your players vaccinated as possible so that the variant doesn't have anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, that's what Commissioner Sankey's position was very clear. It's not my job as commissioner for you to take care of your team. It's your job to take care of your team. The games, everybody knows what the schedule is. Everybody knows about the vaccine shots. The vaccine shots are readily available. So you're in charge. And if you and we're taking away the minimums. You know, last year it was like you had to have 53 players to play. Uh-huh. We're taking that away. You're in charge, and if your team can't play, then your team can't play. Yeah. And we're not going to reschedule the games.
Talking to the great Tony Barnhart. Last thing we got for you, Tony, here on the show. Can't tell you how much we appreciate your time. Which team this year in the SEC has got the most pressure on them? Well, which coach has got the most pressure on them? Is it Georgia?
Georgia.
Got a breakthrough.
Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close. Nick Saban doesn't have any pressure on him.
Zero.
Okay. Jimbo Fisher's got some pressure because they had a great year last year, and they're, you know, this is a chance maybe where they can get Alabama because Alabama comes to their place mm-hmm. on October 9th. No, it's Georgia. It's Georgia. But Georgia, you know, Georgia's going to be a really, really good team. And as I told some Georgia friends the other day, I said, they're good enough to win every single game they play. I said, yeah, but I don't want to. I want them to be in the playoffs. I want them to win the national championship. So let's just say the Georgia fans' expectations are very, very high.
What happened?
Georgia's capable of winning the national championship.
Yep.
Don't doesn't mean they will. Like my wife said, that's why we play the games.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm with you, and the expectations are that high, and they should be, and it's on curve. What happens if they don't? If they don't live up to them, Tony, are they really going? I mean, it's been good. Yeah, it's not what they expect. They want to be above Alabama. It's been awfully good. Would you be willing to go a different direction because you ultimately didn't get above the machine that's Bama?
No.
They're going to stay with it every year and keep being second.
Well, they first of all, they've been to the SEC championship game 3 out of the last 4 years.
That's true.
Won it once, had a 2 touchdown lead on Alabama, then they played LSU and nobody could beat LSU. All right. So they are recruiting at an extremely high level. They've been recruiting at an Alabama level for 4 years now. So if Georgia doesn't win it this year, we will sit in the same chair next year and say Georgia is in the hunt for the national championship.
That's it. He is Tony Barnhart. He's Mr. College Football. Appreciate his time. Tony, any chance we get, we certainly appreciate you joining us, brother. Thank you for the day. Have a great week, brother.
All right, well, looking forward to seeing folks at the Touchdown Club of Memphis on Monday, August 30th. I get to see all my friends again. I'm excited.
We're looking forward to having you here, brother. Safe travels in, Tony.
You bet. Take
care.
Sir. Thanks, Tony.
He is Mr. College Football. You see him at the end of August at the Touchdown Club. Love him to death. He's kind of where I was at when we first started, or before cap or no cap, that this thing's going to be quick. They're only going to be in there in a year and bolt. But he even held out. All the red tape. It might take a couple of years. So you may end up, when we look up, you may end up being right. But it's the idea you're going to be lame ducks in there for 2 years?
That's
where I was at this morning. I think he kind of spelled that. It may take a while, though. It might take that long.
It is frightening when Tony says they have $70 million in their cushions to pay that kind of a service.
The $76
million? Yeah, payment.
They could pay that tomorrow.
And it sucks because we're sitting here in Memphis.
Which is what they would pay if they're only in just this season and done is the full 76.
His interesting answer, I thought, was your question about Memphis. And I was surprised to hear him say they should stay put in the American if at all costs. Try to stay with that league.
I'm all for staying. I was discussing this last week, I believe, with Jeffrey and with Giannato. I'm all for staying. If you tell me, okay, you're keeping most of your top intact. You're keeping at least most of that intact.
Yeah.
And the college football playoff as currently proposed
is
the key.
That's important.
But what happens if that changes now that we've seen what could be, I mean, just earth-shattering stuff here in terms of the landscape of college football with Oklahoma and Texas moving. Mm-hmm. Does that stay the same, or do the big dogs, you know what, say we need to revisit the proposal and find more ways for us to get in here because we're going to be the only real football that folks want to see? Why do we have to keep helping the Memphises and everybody else and throw that bone to those little guys? So does the proposal stay the same through this would be the question for me. If you're telling me it does, as Tony sort of implied that it would, we stayed there with the same proposal, okay, your spot to it is still secured, your spot in it. But do the big boys ever, once they break off and tell you, okay, we're breaking off, do they ever still leave you that door? Usually they don't.
No.
And so I wonder if the proposal, as is, was saying this last week, remains the proposal through this. If it does, absolutely for a Memphis, that the best thing at that point, if you're on the outside looking in, is to be the best outside because you still got away. But do they still give you away once they've broken off from you and decided we're the best of the best of the best? You know, we're not going to play you during any regular seasons because you're going to mess up our chance at, you know, screw up our chance if we lose to you at playing for a national championship. So we don't include you in the regular season. We're really going to bring you in the post. I hope that's the case with the way the proposal was. That would be the AAC's way in. But will it stay that way through everything, through what we're about to go to? We'll see. There'll be so many individual agendas. Like for the Big 12 schools, all of them have got to ask themselves, are we better off reaching out to the ACC or, in your case, like you talked about, Kansas, anybody else, Big 10? Are we better off doing that than we are trying to hold on and scrape and try to add some school, some programs that really don't have any value, don't really add to us? Like Tony said, we're going down in money one way or the other. Can we try to sort of keep it? What, you know, stabilize that by jumping off ourselves into someone else's conference? Individual agendas probably going to outweigh at some point this idea that as a whole in the Big 12, oh, we can keep it together. No, you're going to weigh your own individual agenda.
Yeah.
And if you see a way to stabilize, keep some more of that money, what you're essentially losing, right, by jumping, you're going to do that. And so what's left is just, you know, it could be an absolute mess. Just sand, you know, falling through your hands is sort of what Bowlesby, it feels like, Scott, to me, with the Big 12 right now. We'll see how it all plays out. What we know is that it's officially happening. It's all happening. The speculation had been that Oklahoma and Texas would make it official Monday morning. They have. Again, I don't see any way they're still playing through 24 through 24, 25 when that media rights deal is up. This thing has started. The process has started. I like the way that Tony's put it, sort of like the divorce. Okay, you've started the process, but the process can take a minute. It's just, it ain't going to take four seasons is where I'm coming from. So we'll talk more about that, the fallout, sort of what it means for Memphis. We'll be doing that for a while, I suppose. Hey, NBA draft is on Thursday. Grizzlies reportedly in some deals, perhaps talking with New Orleans about moving up to get the number 10 pick. Plenty more to discuss, including my man, sad day, Anthony Miller, headed over to the Texans. That hurts me. My Bears let him down. There was no question about that. We'll talk about that and more in the rundown. Got Respect Burgers at 1. Plenty more to talk about. You listen to J&J 929 FM, ESPN.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top of the hour, we'll do the rundown. Got plenty to get to in that, including a little more on Oklahoma and Texas. Again, making it official. The Audi. We'll see how fast the process goes down. Plenty to talk about in the rundown. And again, at 125, of course, we'll talk to the great Jason Fitz. We got Respect Burgers at 1, so plenty more in this show. A lot of news over the weekend, and that included, with the draft coming up, some draft rumors over the weekend. This one got everybody really excited. Bleacher Report's Jake Fisher reported on Sunday that New Orleans and Memphis have gained traction, as he puts it, on a deal that would send Eric Bledsoe.
Yep.
And the number 10 pick, more importantly, to the Memphis Grizzlies for their number 17 pick. You'd be picking up some salary, obviously, with Bledsoe, who's got, what, the 30-something million over the next couple of years due to him. We can pull up his basketball reference.
So, like,
exactly how many.
Yeah,
but you'd be taking on some bad salary to be moving up. And, you know, you look at this from the Grizzlies standpoint, a chance to maybe get a guy with a little bit higher ceiling up at 10. We had talked about him. There's no reason not to be aggressive here.
Yeah.
You know, yes, Jaren Jackson and his development and making sure he's healthy, number one, but that, you know, develops, comes back healthy next season is the priority, and that ultimately is going to determine in terms of ceiling the most of anything you can do this offseason.
Yeah.
But if you can help yourself here, and I think in a year where you've looked at you've surveyed the land from a free agent standpoint, you know that to go out and get anything, you're going to have to dump Justice Winslow in that contract, right, that $13 million. But what's out there for that money? What can help you right now? What moves the needle enough? We looked at it and said, not so much really out there. But instead of standing pat in this case, you'd be using some of that money to take a bad contract. Okay, because listen, as much as we talk about Bledsoe can come and help you, whether that's backup point guard or playing with Ja Morant, like, this is for that much money, that doesn't help you get to the promised land. So in this case, you'd be taking on a contract that New Orleans certainly wants to get off of to do what? To move up to 10,
sure,
to take a swing, to take a real swing at a prospect you like. Brad and I talked about it earlier this hour, whether that's Moses Moody. Or whoever it is that you like. Jalen Johnson, the kid out of Duke, some folks like up that high. Keon Johnson is intriguing to me. You take that swing because why? Because it's worth it, I think, in this point. Because you have an opportunity to take some swings. You've put yourself in a position where you've earned that now with these assets and the ability to, with where you are as a franchise, still ahead of schedule. You're in the playoffs last year. You're taking a game off Utah. You've got some time to take a chance on a guy maybe with a little bit higher ceiling and to go aggressive here. I like the move. I just wonder that by the time we get to Thursday, this has been out since this past weekend. Is this really what materializes, or does New Orleans find a better suitor? Do they find a better deal they like? Because if I'm the Grizzlies, like we said in Cap or No Cap, I'm jumping all over this.
Yeah.
Bledsoe on the floor, and some have brought up, well, would he play for you, right? Will he pull an Iguodala on you and say, nah, man, that's beneath me, whatever else, I ain't reporting, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I will say this, that is Bledsoe at a point in his career, it's not like he's Iguodala coming off championships. Hell, the Bucks got rid of him. They get Drew. They win a title, okay? Yeah. So it's not like he's coming from the same place of, I've won championships and Memphis or some ish, as Iguodala said, that's beneath me.
Right.
You know, he's got the money on the books, but Bledsoe, if he wants more of it, he needs to show at some point, right? He can help be part of a winner, because he was certainly not that in New Orleans and certainly not at that price. So at some point, he's sort of got to fall in line and take the Jay Crowder approach, that if I'm going to last in this league for much long, you know, for a few more years and maximize here what I've got left, get some money for it, I got to fall in line and play ball somewhere and be part of a winning outfit. And Memphis ain't. Look at the position they're in, having made the playoffs last year, the ish that Andre Iguodala was sort of referring to either. They're sort of further along in their transition and have now proved with Ja Morant that they got something cooking.
Yeah.
You know, Jay Crowder made it work, came in here, was a professional. Look what it got him, a better situation eventually, actually. That's the way you should approach it as opposed to the Iguodala. And I got to think Bledsoe, with everything he's been through, would lean.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.